hamburg off the shelf.
You see, it's huge. It's a hamburg-a-ga-ga hamburg. Chapter 1052. Hole in one fun. The only investment you gotta make for this bad boy is a golf outfit. And on a nice day like today, you put your golf outfit on, you head to any country club. You blow through the door of the bar, referred to as the 19th hole. You just burst the door open, let the door slam against the wall, and say, "Frickin' hole in one! Drinks for everybody!" And you go running through the place. You see, there's ladies that hang out with these all day long. You know, these ladies, they just hang, all they do, these rich ladies, they just play tennis and hang out at the club all day long. And they'll be sitting in there having their margaritas. When you come blowing through, they're screaming about your hole in one, buying drinks for everybody. Bartender, send them up. My number's 5220. Just joined the club today. Today's my first day at the club. He'll be looking through, I don't have your name, Sokolowski, Phil Sokolowski. Don't they have it in there, 5201? He'll say, "Oh, it must not have come down from the membership." Okay, Mr. Sokolowski, drinks for everybody. You laugh and you say, "Excuse me, everybody, I don't mean to intrude on your conversations. I'm very enthusiastic. Hole in one of my first day. It's my first, and this club is going to be lucky. This is going to be my lucky club, man. Yeah, buddy." And you just scan the room, find the best looking one in there, and say, "Excuse me, miss, I don't normally do this. Welcome to total strangers. I don't know who you are. You could be married with 16 kids. I just want to say you look nice. My hole in one was nice, and you look nice, yeah. Make sure whatever this lady drinks, it's a double." And you sit down and you pull the placemat in front of you. The placemats always have an outline of the course. And you say, "Let me show you what happened." You take out a pen. See, I stepped up to the third hole here, and you know, it's kind of a long one. Be honest with you, I was a little afraid I was going to hook them all. But anyway, I just lined up, and my mind was 1,000 miles away. And I guess that's the thing to golf. Even though you know the rudiments and you practice it 1,000 times, but when you think about things too much, you think of follow through, stroke, and you end up screwing it up. But I wasn't thinking about anything at all. I was just letting my body take over, letting my sensory perceptors take over. And I think that's really what happened. I'll tell you what, kind of hard to show what happened here on this napkin. You want to come out? Tell you what, let me see if I can do it again. If I can get another hole. One, we're talking tennis bracelets for you. You like tennis bracelets? I see your friend's got one over there. I'll get you a double the size stones tennis bracelet if I can recreate. You want to come out there? It's a nice day for a golf cart ride. I tell you what, let me go out there. I tell you what, even if I get the ball on the green, right? I mean, it's a hell of a drive just to get it on the green. If I get on the green, we're talking tennis bracelet. Hey, bottle of champagne to go, violates club rules. Hey, buy yourself a bottle. 5201, suck a look. All right, come on. You grab her by the hand, pull her by the door. There's general commotion going on because you're thinking, "Hey, here's Johnny Rich buying drinks for everybody, hole in one." She's thinking tennis bracelet if he even gets it on the green. You hop into the golf cart, you buzz on out of there. And she'll say, "Well, what do you do?" You say, "Well, frankly, I do nothing." You know, and a lot of people bust my chops over a big inheritance. You know what I say? Inherited money is just as green, right? Only thing missing is nasty sweat on it, man. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel guilty. Everybody says, "I should feel guilty. Hey, he doesn't work. He spends his money like it's water. He kicks back. But I should feel guilty. I don't feel a stinking..." Oh, here we are. Third hole. Okay, now let me size this bad boy. I'll tell you what. If we're on the green, you get tennis bracelet, all right? And then you step up to the ball. You address the ball, as it were. But you don't swing. You say, you know, what are the odds of getting two holes in one? You know, and I almost feel like it's possible. You know, I'm so nervous, I almost feel like it's possible. If I get two holes in one, I'm just going to freak out. I mean, geez, it'll be all the papers. But of course, like I said, if I get on the green, we're talking, you get that tennis bracelet. Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't know, I don't think I can even swing. She'll say, "Oh, give it a try. Give it a try," as her eyes envision, that trip down to the jeweler's. You see, I'm just so nervous. Maybe if I had a little something to settle my nerves, Maybe you could administer a snarling bar. That's it. That is nice. That is. I feel myself settling down. Oh, that is good. As you step up to the ball, hook it off into the weeds, climb into the golf cart, and golf clubs cascading out of the back of it. Come on! It's Washington's favorite jock, the Grease Man.
He plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially the blues.